Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
It's Emmanuel Quasek. Really been helpful today. John Tooley, not just piano player. He passes out deli. He brings me my microphone. What a guy. Trisha Zarnico, Lodi, are you lip syncing this show? Yes, I am. Joanne Godinsky of Milwaukee? Huh? Is that close?
Chico's jacket, yeah, it's close.
Chico's jacket. Come on, let's have a look at this Chico's jacket. I know you've heard about it. But do the full modeling turn. Very nice. A quilted...
Reversible.
Reversible. Let's reverse it.
I can't because the zipper's jammed.
Oh, your zippers. How long have you been in that Chico's jacket?
Since this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to pull it on.
If I had my pliers, I'd free you from the Chico's jacket.
It's upsetting.
No, that's okay. We'll leave her in there. It looks good. That side's good. I'm not going to look on the inside again because that would be invading your privacy.
Yeah, it would.
Are you a big shopper? Are you a clothes-aholic or clothes-buyer?
No, but I have a lot of Chico's stuff because it travels well.
Chico's travels well?
Yeah.
And do you travel for business?
I used to.
Mm-hmm. Now you just travel for no reason at all?
Just to see you.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very nice. Where did you travel from?
Milwaukee.
All the way from Milwaukee, that's right.
It was a long journey.
How did you... Did you fly or did you take 94?
We took 94, but you know, when you do that hour and a half journey, you really want to make sure you've got clothes that travel well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think just one more turn. Come on. One more turn in the Chico's. Beautiful red with the thank you very much. Very nicely done. Thank you. That's it. Now you can sit down. Yeah. You know, again. Oh, there was a question here. What was your question?
This is my question. You want me to read my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Why were you astronomically observing my cousin Shelley Walkomer, and why did you misspell Walkomer?
Where did you get that information? It's in the book?
Yeah. Brought it with me. Uh-huh. Brought it with me.
Astronomically observing Shelley Walkomer is not a good sentence.
If I simply lowered my horizon, his homemade reflecting celestial telescope, you're talking about your brother's telescope, I believe, could help me observe Shelley Walkomer across the street astronomically.
Oh, well, I can explain some of that. I think she lived near us.
Well, no.
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 Yeah.
I think you misremember this.
Okay. Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, do you recall a guy...
Does he remember me?
Well, here's the rub.
Yeah.
Do you recall a guy with sort of a Beatles haircut, looked sort of like a Jewish Paul McCartney who played in a band about 1964? Shelley Walkomer.
Oh, it was a guy?
Yeah.
You know, the next edition will correct all those things.
I think the person that you were observing was a young lady that he went out with who had the very unfortunate last name of Slutsky.
Funny, I remember Slutsky. I don't really remember. Well, thank you very much for confusing the issue.
You're welcome.
Or I guess I did. See, my editor should have picked that up. I can't understand why they wouldn't pick up something like that. Shelley Walkomer was in a band. What band was Shelley Walkomer in?
I think it was called the Paramounts.
Paramounts. Isn't that interesting? Or maybe not. Okay. All right. My daughter has been living with her boyfriend for 4 years, and he has not yet put a ring on her. Put a ring on her. That's a romantic way of putting it. Fasten one, apparently. Can you get him to propose on national radio? He's sitting next to me, Bob Ramharter of Oregon. I don't know. Yeah. What?
This is my daughter. No.
Are you Bob Ramharter?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm good, thank you.
Can you give me the background on this?
I think I already did.
Yeah. My daughter is living with a boyfriend. So the daughter, this is the daughter.
No, this is the daughter.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that the boyfriend?
This is the recalcitrant Ryan.
Okay. And stand up here. I mean, is he into this thing? I mean, I don't want to embarrass him because, you know, There may be some. Yeah,
I think it's all right. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, is he armed with a ring or anything?
Oh, no.
See, so that's the whole problem, because I could, you know, we could set this up thing here. Yeah, and he doesn't really look like you. Have you got a ring you could spare or something?
I don't even have my own ring on, actually.
Wear yours. Why? You don't wear yours. Why do you expect him to be passing rings out?
Well, he could pick one up later. We'll be out this afternoon.
You think this may be going a little far in terms of your parental authority?
No, I don't think so. I think that's fine.
All right. All right. So then, and your name is?
Ryan.
Ryan and?
Emily.
Emily. Emily, is this horribly embarrassing?
Yes.
I think I'm going to back out of this, much as he has all these years, and simply allow them to, on their own terms, in their own time, in their own way, maybe on another radio show, you know, what? Harrison is in town tonight, and I think he has the legal right to perform a ceremony, actually, being Minnesotan and everything. And so, you know, maybe we'll turn it over to him.
Could you get us tickets?
Can't help you on that either, pal. All right.
Thanks very much.
I think you gotta let the kids. I don't want to. Right? Yeah, I'm right. It's got to. I can't force him, you know, to marry her. I have limited abilities within my role here as a public radio host. But Garrison does not, so I think that's going to work out perfect. Went to, you know, what are the difficulties of traveling to Machu Picchu? Barbara Gick, just come back from there?
No, it just seems like everybody I know, senior citizens, want to go to Machu Picchu and climb it. Yeah, and I'm just wondering what the dangers are of doing that.
It's quite a climb. No, I haven't been there. I'm not quite there yet. Senior citizen Machu Picchu climb. But it's quite a climb, and you'd have to wear the right, like a New Balance shoes, I think would be good. You went to Machu Picchu?
Yeah, great place.
Okay, well, all right, well, you know what? I got to get over to you because we can't hear you. Well, hold it until you can say it. I got to mic it. Otherwise, if you say it, then we don't know what you're saying. I didn't even know this was the latest thing. Something else you got to worry about. Machu Picchu is all I need now. I think I got to go there, and ridiculous, but got to do these kind of things. And it's a radio show, and yeah. Oh, and you're the knitting the whole time here. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's a great place. I'd highly recommend it, and you can go there any different way. I mean, we hiked, you know, for a week over 15,000 foot pass and stuff to get there, so it was fairly strenuous. But you can get.
At what age were you doing this, by the way?
63. Okay, but.
I can't imagine doing that when I'm 63.
But you could get there by train and bus, and I saw elderly Indian women in saris and sandals do it. So.
But they're probably used to it, as opposed to someone from, you know, Sheboygan.
Okay. Well,
they don't have much in the way of large hills around Sheboygan.
No, and they don't have many large hills in Indiana either, no. So it wasn't much you could do to prepare. Yeah. But it's a wonderful place. It's one of the places that I've been that was in no way, shape, or form disappointing. It's great.
I've never been to a place like that. That was actually cool. Yeah, I think I bring my disappointment with me no matter where I go. That's my problem as a traveler. But is that trendy now for older Americans to go to Machu? Is that like a bucket list kind of thing?
I think it may be. It's interesting. Peru is a wonderful country. Yes. And the guide that we had was telling us something like 80% of the tourists who go to Peru go to Machu Picchu. Well, that's nice. It's understandable. But there's so much more to the country. It's interesting.
Lima, which is a city, and you can actually do things, for example.
Yeah, Lima's kind of plus minus, but Cusco and places like that are wonderful. And, you know, Peru, I think there's something like 120 different world ecosystems, and Peru has like 80 of them. Wow. So you could go all sorts of places. It's wonderful.
Yeah, but a lot of climbing.
Well, if you're in the mountains, yeah. If you're in the Amazon, no.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you are?
I'm Mary Soper.
Thank you, Mary. I don't want to get in the way of your knitting there. I know you're busy. There you have it. I hope that answers your question. So pardon me. Does that answer your question? Does that fill in all your Machu Picchu information? Who was asking? Yes. And are you going now? Well, your husband's going, you're staying. Okay, that'll work out then. You can go to Machu, you can go to Pichu, and be very happy. Okay, I have no idea that was a popular thing. I'm still on Aruba. I'm still working on the Aruba thing, because everyone was doing that for a while. No? You been to Aruba, John?
I flew over it. It's just a big pit of sand in the middle of the...
Well, that's why you have to land and see what's in that sand. The Kneppers. Kneplers. It's Kneplers. Oh, I didn't get the L in there, so I'm glad we got this correction made here. Bad enough I did the Shelley Walkhammer thing. Got that totally wrong. The Kneplers, and Emily is a quality... Hi.
Hi.
Did you know that you are a quality technician for an electronics assembly company in Appleton?
I did.
Wow. What do you do in your job?
We foster customer complaints about our product and kind of handle them and see what the problem was caused by and try to improve the process to make it not happen again.
So the complaints come to you and you hand them off to somebody?
Yes. Yes, I'm a middleman.
Excellent. That's the kind of job I could do. They don't actually yell at you, though, do they?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, but I just pass it along. You know, it all rolls downhill.
I mean, you're not like at a window with a grate or something and some guy comes up complains about his electronics or something.
No, just a cubicle. I get phone calls.
Phone calls?
Yes.
What sort of electronics are we talking about here?
Mainly circuit boards, basically, yeah.
So a lot could go wrong with the circuit board. It's not your fault.
No.
You tell them that? Hey, I just work here?
Yeah, I just work here.
Hey, I just work here response?
Basically, yeah.
That's good. And then, so that's Emily. Let's get all the Knepplers here. And you're?
I'm Katie.
Katie Knepler?
Yep.
And what do you do, Katie?
I work in the bakery at Walmart.
The bakery at Walmart? Do you actually do the baking?
Not usually. I fill the floor. Getting my minimum wage, you know.
You stepping stone.
You didn't feel it was necessary to tell them you're also going to college?
That's it.
Oh, and you're going to college part-time as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Where are you going to college?
I go to UW-Washington County.
Yeah, oh,
it's
excellent.
A little two-year school.
Yeah, and what are you aiming for?
Communications.
Communications. You mean like radio sort of thing? Or?
Photography kind of stuff.
Oh, it's better than radio because there's no future in it. I think I've proved that. And then Mrs. Knepler?
Yes, I'm Deb. And this is my husband, Jim.
Hello.
On his 60th birthday.
Today is?
Yeah, you were the gift.
Oh, my God, Jim. You lucky dog, you. Excuse me, I didn't mean to step in. Come on, Jim, get up here, birthday boy. Let's all say one thing about Jim Knepler, okay? Let's start with you.
Nice man.
Nice man.
Oh, thank you.
Jim Knepler, what can you say about him?
Do I have to say something nice? Can I say?
He's a very handsome man at the age of 60.
Very handsome man, Jim Knepler. She's going to Machu Picchu if you want to catch that trip.
Okay, I'll go with her.
So what do you do these days, Jim?
I'm a controller in a Milwaukee business.
Oh, yeah. Are you a controlling person by nature? Or?
Oh, yes. Just ask my wife.
Yes.
So this is a perfect job for you.
It's perfect.
Yeah. What are you controlling there in business?
Finances, things like that.
Cool. So you're the go-to guy.
Try to be.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Can we say the name of the business, or is that?
Office copying equipment.
Office copying equipment. Ruled by Jim. Well, happy birthday, man. What did you really want for your birthday?
I wanted this. This is what I was looking forward to.
Come on, what did you really want?
Oh, really?
Electronics or gold or anything?
Nope. Wanted the chance to be on your show.
Stud in your ear, anything?
No.
That's so sweet, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is really nice.
We used to torture our children listening to your show. They grew up listening to you, and now they finally wanted to come.
Yeah.
And so this seemed like the perfect gift for everybody. Yeah.
Past the torture stage. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? They get past the torture stage. My children never got past it. They're still... Still refuse to come. What do we have for Jim Knepler on his 60th birthday?
Well, how about some award-winning wines, Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée from the Wullersheim Winery?
That's a good start. What else?
There's also a fantastic bottle of Cane and Abe rum, distilled exclusively from domestically grown dark brown cane sugar from Madison's Old Sugar Distillery.
I notice it's only booze so far. If there's any solids, you should have some solids with that.
How about Stephanie Kuntz's A Strange Stirring, The Feminine Mystique, and American Women at the Dawn of the 1960s?
Perfect. All right, something to read while you booze it up. Happy birthday, man. Thanks for coming. Really appreciate it. The Knepplers, ladies and gentlemen. Always have the Knepplers at your show if you're doing one. Thank you. Best of luck to you all. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for having gone through an educational process. Here's your chance. Okay, that was quick. Okay, come on. The reactors have an advantage. The quick reactors have an advantage. Let's face it. As we saw on the first quiz, and you were very quickly to react there. Is that something you thought about doing?
I have for a long time, yes. Yep.
What was your thinking? Can we go through that?
Well, I wanted my family to come today, but they were sleeping. And so I want to get back at them by getting on the show and actually having them miss out on it and pay for it.
Are you guys going to Garrison tonight?
No, we're not. But we live just down the street, so, you know, it's a possibility.
Okay. And your name is?
Frank Mangin.
Frank, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I want my family to pay for this for not coming.
Getting back at your family using the What Do You Know quiz. One of its many uses, we find. Frank, if you'd come this way. Careful on these steps. They're decorative, but they're hard to walk up. Hey, Frank. All right, what did I do with my... Did I put that away or something? Anyone see my pad? Oh, here it is. Okay. All right. Machu Picchu for me soon, I feel. Better sooner than later. Okay. Frank, what field are you in, Frank?
I'm the chief integration officer for a process engineering company.
What does that mean? What do you do, I mean?
Well, my brother thought I was in racial relations,
but
that wasn't actually part of it. We just acquired the company, and so we're trying to...
Figure out what it is?
Step one.
Yeah.
And then step two is figure out how to make them fit into the rest of the larger company.
So you're with a bigger company that bought a smaller company?
That's correct.
Yeah. And that's what the integration is into that company. Mm-hmm. And can we talk about a field here?
Process engineering, they do dairy work and pharmaceutical work. They design the systems that make cheese and yogurt and those kinds of things.
So the system that makes our cheese and our pharmaceuticals is the same system? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're very
different. I'm really alarmed now. I was a little alarmed earlier.
Well, penicillin is penicillin's kind of a mold, so
of course.
There could be some relationship. But no, they just have two different markets.
Well, do they wash the
They clean
stuff?
Them. Actually, clean in place
in between.
Is what they, that's what they specialize in.
Maybe made on a pharmaceutical line. You see that in your cheese? That's a bad feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe nuts is one thing. You know, there may be nuts in this, but maybe pharmaceuticals in this cheese is bad. Is this something you've done before, Frank?
No, it's kind of new. I was a mechanical engineer and worked for this design-build company.
Mm-hmm.
And then they expanded into process engineering and acquired this firm. So, they asked
so you've had to learn a lot about dairying, dairy equipment.
Yogurt, cheese, whey.
Yeah.
Curds and whey.
You know, the pharmaceuticals you're a little more familiar with?
Perhaps, yes.
Okay.
Sometime in my life.
No, I'm not trying to cast this.
You're interested in that Percodan Pecorino, I think.
Thank you very much for that. John, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. excuse me. All right, well, Frank, and the quiz, you're familiar with that, how it works, a general knowledge quiz kind of thing?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, that's how it works, is a little bit. And someone out there plays along with you and Sarah Nix. How does that work?
They dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Yeah, but how does it work?
Well, how it works is they stand up from the couch or they walk away from the sink. They go over to the phone. They pick it up, and they dial 1-800-942-5669, which also is 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And then you take a qualifying question from that little gray box like you're doing right now.
Oh.
And when you pick up the phone, you ask it of them, and they answer.
You get Lyle if you call up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Does Lyle ever not let you speak on the air, no matter what your condition is?
That's actually a really good question. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I'll tell you the answer to that.
Yeah, and?
Yes, whatever your condition is, you'll get on the air, because it's what do you know. All right, here's, and we're talking about technology here, I guess. The first question was sort of about that, too. This is another technology, the meat, 3D meat. This is another one along those lines. You could eat to your heart's delight with the new Aspire Assist device now available. What is it, and where can I get one? The Aspire Assist, which lets you indulge in whatever you want because you have the Aspire Assist. If you know what that is, give us a call here. Let's go to Radford, Virginia, and Mike's on. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Good, good, good. Did they got some snow in Virginia, I think I saw.
Yes, we got a couple inches out there.
Yeah. A couple inches? Is that like two more than you usually get, or what?
Yes, quite well. All schools were closed down here.
Yeah, I bet. And no traffic, right?
No traffic. Things were in quiet in Radford.
Yeah, isn't that something? And the kids probably loved it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm a principal in elementary school. They love it.
Our kids are so jaded here, you know. They've had snow their entire lives. They had to dig out of it and had to shovel when they were little and stuff. So not the same thing. Have you read about this new Aspire Assist device that you can get for if you're a big eater? You know what that is, Mike?
Maybe. I think it's an app that you can get with one of the diet companies.
No, I'm sorry. That's not it. It's a little more personal than that, Mike.
Thanks. I'm sorry, Michael.
Okay.
Thank you for all the Saturdays. You got me through the... You know, the mowing and the painting and all the yard repairs. You've been with me every Saturday and Sunday.
And now the shoveling. We're there for you in the shoveling, too.
Yes, you were there.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Okay, take care. Yeah,
take care, you too. John's on the line from Marietta, Ohio. Hey, John.
Hi.
Did you read about this Aspire Assist?
No, I really haven't. I guess I'll have to take a wild guess.
Okay.
I hope I come close enough where you can give me a hint and help me through it.
Okay.
Is it some type of stomach-reducing device?
Stomach-reducing device.
Yeah, some restricts the size of your stomach so that you don't have as big an appetite.
Interesting. No.
No, not close enough.
No, that's,
well, I have a strong appetite for your program, if that helps any.
Well, thanks. It does. Thanks, John.
All right.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Try again, no. Paul's on the line from Boynton Beach.
Hello, Michael.
Florida. Hey, Paul.
It's a fork that tells you that you're eating too much. It records the motion from the plate up to your mouth and determines that you've taken too much food, and it will complain that you've eaten too much.
No, but you got an idea there. If they can sell those little vacuums for your ears, they can sell a fork like that on TV.
It's actually for sale, MF. It might not have been the answer to this one, but that's a real device.
Oh, it is. Okay, all right. So not ground floor on that one. Okay, thanks, though, Paul.
Shout out to the gym, Cam.
Shout out. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see now. Where are we now? Hi, who's this? Is this Howard?
This is Howard.
Hey, Howard. How's it going?
It's going good.
Raymore, Missouri. What part of Missouri is that?
It's south of Kansas City a little way.
Is it a little bit there, yeah?
Yeah.
How's your weather out there?
It's not bad. Probably mid-40s. We're supposed to get some rain later.
Yeah. You haven't had any of the snow or the ice, huh?
No, luckily not.
Yeah, cool. That's cool, Howard.
Yeah.
You heard about this Aspire Assist device you can get?
No, I really haven't. I'm just going to take a wild guess.
Okay.
Something that helps the food just go right through you.
Right through you or right out of you?
Well, yeah, right out of you. Just.
So you're saying it's something that helps get the food right out of you through sort of a pumping mechanism?
Well, yeah, you could probably use some kind of pumping mechanism to do that.
So you're implying that this is, in fact, a kind of a home device stomach pump where you can just eat all you want and then pump it
right
out and you're good as new?
Yeah, you have it sitting right there by the table. There.
That's it, Howard. You got it.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hence the Aspire Assist. What a great idea. What a great idea, because then you can eat whatever you want and not worry.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So how are things? Howard, what do you do for a way of life or a walk of life?
A walk of life. I'm a letter carrier.
A letter carrier? Are you working today?
No, actually, it's my day off today.
Oh, you got a day off. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you rural or are you urban?
No, I'm a city carrier.
City carrier, okay.
Yeah.
Howard, this is Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, wow. Out of my league.
Well, see, This is why we both can contribute to this, because he has those things you don't know, and as a letter carrier, you know pretty much about everything about everybody, right?
Well, at least stamps.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are a team, Howard and Frank. We have various categories, have we not, Sarah Nix?
That's correct. And the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Howard, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Okay. Current events. Are you more likely to find mango or shiitake mushrooms in the new mango cream Girl Scout cookies?
Don't buy Girl Scout cookies. I have no clue. How about you, Frank?
Sounds like kind of a trick question, so I'm thinking the mushrooms might be the...
They make them on the same line, you think, maybe? The...
It could be.
Mushrooms and the Girl Scout cookies? Yeah. Are you more likely to find mango or shiitake mushrooms in the new mango cream Girl Scout cookie?
Well, I would think it would be mango, yeah.
All right, we can
go
with that.
Sounds better.
That would be the obvious answer, anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might not be the obvious answer. How about the mushrooms?
Yeah, okay, let's go with mushrooms. Something different.
Let's poll the audience here. How many think you're more likely to find mango in the mango Girl Scout cookies? Applaud, please. We can't see the hand. Applaud. How many of you say you're pretty darn sure shiitake mushrooms are in there?
Wow.
Okay.
So
they're wrong, too.
We'll go with the mangoes. How about that?
That sounds better. All
right. No, I'm sorry. It's shiitake mushrooms because... There's absolutely no mango, number one, in the mango Girl Scout creams. But there is something called Nutrifusion, which is a kind of supposed to make them healthy by putting this shiitake mushroom conglomeration in your Girl Scout cookies.
That's kind of like false advertising.
Yeah, it's a little worrisome. Well, if they said shiitake mushroom Girl Scout cookies, who's going to buy them?
I sure wouldn't.
No. Exactly. So they call them mango cream, and no one's the wiser. So don't worry about it. That is just...
That is zero right and one wrong.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the help there, Michael.
Well, I was trying to help. I do what I can.
The categories left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Frank?
How about things you should have learned in school?
Okay.
Just because I like that category.
Okay. Well, good. Dung beetles. In the news lately, you've probably seen this. Dung beetles navigate by one of the following. Is it the North Star, the Milky Way, or landmarks? How does a dung beetle navigate when he's...
I'm thinking landmarks, Howard. What do you think?
You're thinking a dung beetle uses landmarks. Okay.
How do they see around that big ball of dung?
I know. It'd be hard to see around the dung. And there's a metaphor in that somewhere. Dung beetles navigate by using the North Star, the Milky Way, or landmarks.
Oh, heck.
What do you think, Howard?
Talk it over, you two.
North Star. I don't know. That's what I use.
North Star sounds good.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the Milky Way. They align themselves. Right. The Egyptians are right about these scarabs. They're smart little devils. There's some about them. They line up magnetically or something with the Milky Way, and they actually... I know, it sounds unbelievable.
It is, totally.
So,
can I ask you a question, Michael?
Sure.
How many times has somebody got three wrong in a row?
Never happened.
Well, no, it happened in 1994 because I was one of them.
That was the last time, Howard. It's nice to hear from you again. I'm glad you got over it. Glad you got over it. You're just not very good at this.
Yeah. I'm going to quit calling.
All right, don't worry. You can come back from this. It's been done. So that score is what again?
So far it's zero right and two wrong.
Two wrong. Okay. Can't get any wronger.
Sorry, Frank.
You can get a lot righter. Let's see what's left
there.
I'm
sure it's not you, Howard.
No.
The categories that are left are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
It's my fault. You know that. Howard, what would you like?
School thing.
It's back to Howard.
Well, we've already done that. We just did that. We just did things you should have learned in school.
Oh, you can't do school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
People.
Do we do people?
No, not yet.
Sure.
All right, women. This is easy. Women. You know about women. Women find...
I don't know women.
Come on, Howard. Women find A, brown-eyed, B, blue-eyed, or C, nearsighted guys more trustworthy. color are your eyes? I can't see.
Brown.
Are they brown? Okay. Women find brown-eyed, blue-eyed, or nearsighted men guys more trustworthy, or men. Guys are men.
Can I ask my wife?
Yeah, is she there?
Well, she's in the other room.
Go ahead. We'll take time. We have plenty of time.
I have brown eyes.
What do you like best, Deb?
Huh?
I have brown eyes, and people trust me.
Okay.
She says blue because I got blue eyes.
Uh-oh. Will she trust you, though? All right. Do you want to win this or don't you? So, I mean, is it brown eyes? Blue eyes are nearsighted.
I'll defer to Frank.
I'm going to go with brown eyes.
Brown eyes is right. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
That's one right.
Okay.
And two wrong.
All right. What's left?
The categories that remain are places, science, or odds and ends.
It's like pulling teeth, isn't it, sometimes?
Sometimes it is.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about science?
Science. Okay. This is good for you.
We'll hope.
Dogs became man's best friend due to one of the following things. They learned how to appear to understand him. Or B, they learned to beg. You know, evolved to being beggars. Or C, they evolved to digest table scraps efficiently.
I would say A.
That's they learned to appear to understand him. B is they learned to beg. And C is they evolved to digest table scraps and starches more efficiently.
Starches. What do you think, Frank?
Well, starches was new information. I don't think you said
new
that
information, percentage. Starches.
Ah. Maybe we're going to go with the new info.
Yeah. The starches?
Yeah, I think so.
That's right. They learned the, and then they could, and the same things.
So close. Two right, two wrong.
Okay, this has really turned around, hasn't it? And then what's left there?
Places or odds and ends. Last chance.
Places or odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Ends and odds.
Ends and odds.
Sure.
How many hours of HD video could you store in one cup of DNA? Imagine a cup of DNA. That's got to be disgusting. Because right now they say you can store information digitally, I guess, in DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. How many hours of HD video? HD video, that would be, what, 720p? 1020p, the HD. In one cup of DNA, 100 million hours of HD video, a couple billion hours, or a gazillion hours of HD video in one cup of DNA storage. Talk it up. Talk it over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. It's all right.
It could hold a lot, so.
A lot is a good answer, but yeah. Not a little more specific.
Gazillion sounds like too much, though.
Gazillion doesn't, it's not even a thing, I don't think. Is it? Gazillion? Nah. Let's cross gazillion out.
So.
That's down 100 million or a couple billion? A
couple billion is kind of what I'm thinking. What do you think?
It sounds like. So indefinite, though. A couple
yeah,
billion.
A couple, that's true.
Who would say that if this were really science?
What do you think, Howard?
I think we better go with A.
So you're saying 100 million?
Yeah, I think.
That's a lot of HD video.
Yeah.
That's it. It would take you 11,408 years to screen it all if you didn't take breaks. Pull it off. Pull it off.
You've won a tube of no crack cream. It's guaranteed to soften and relieve dry hands with lanolin and urea from the Duluth Trading Company.
No crack cream.
Frank, you'll find out all there is to know and then some with the What Do You Know? Test your knowledge of the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know. Michael, I told you it's so hard for me to say the title of that book, written by Michael Feldman for Bristol Park Books.
You did tell me that.
And both of you can gain inspiration in this new year reading Mark Dassel's How Far Go of You? Lessons in Kindness from America's Most Surprising Success in a signed copy from the author, and keep your mind revved up playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the Frostproof Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Well, thank
well
you.
Done.
You.
All right, Howard.